So let's discuss Minui Shlichus. Apologize about my voice. So we're now entering into the area of Shlichus, which is the core of the second parak of Kedushin. And the first stage of Shlichus is, of course, pointing a Shliach, being Memane, a Shliach. So the Gemara doesn't talk about anywhere in Kedushin, the second parak, about how one's Memane, a Shliach. And that's the Ritva. The Ritva is Mechadesh, the number one, that when a person appoints a shliach, whether it's the husband or the wife, for kedushin, he says shliach she'asel be'edim lekadesh lo, you require edim. You need to do the appointment in front of edim. Whether it's the man doing shliach lo'lacha, he's sending the kedushin, or whether it's the woman doing shliach lekabal. And now the interesting thing is that because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shlichus, Rambam writes that ein ha'osa shliach tzarech kinyan v'lo edim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shlichus that you don't require Edom. So the question becomes, why is Kedushin different, that Kedushin requires Edom to witness the appointment of the Shliach? So even though we're really discussing Shlichus, the real discussion, as you guys saw already, is really about understanding Edus. Why you need Edus for Shlichus or not. It affects the Shlichus, but it's really a question of the understanding of how Edus works. So the Achronim point to the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samachai, which we'll see later on. I doubt we'll get to it here in this year, to that Daf. But the Gemara tells a very interesting story, a very lamdish Gemara, where Marzutra and Rav Ada were the sons of Rav Meri, Bar Isser. And they were, apparently, their father had passed away, and they were dividing up the Yerusha. And they wanted to know, they divided the Yerusha up, and they asked Rav Ashi, do we need Edim to witness our division of the lands here? So they asked the question to Rav Ashi. The Pasuk says, Al pi Edim. The Torah says you need two Edim. And the question becomes then, the Pasuk says you need two Edim. So if the point of two Edim is just to make sure we don't retract, that's why you need two Edim, just to ensure that we hold to our word. So they said, Marzuch and Rav Ada were two trustworthy people. We trust each other, so we know we're not going to be chozer. So maybe there's no need for Edim. Or Duma lo mekayme milsa ela basade, or maybe the entire Yerusha, the Chaluka, cannot exist unless you have Edim. It's mekayme davar. So the Gemara is asking a lamdish question: are the Edim to be levari hadavar, to clarify what happened, or lekayme davar, or to establish, to create what happens? That's the question. In other words, can you replace the Edus? If it's about Nehemanus, if it's about trust, so then you can replace the Edus. If you and I trust each other, so we have an agreement and there's no need for Edus. Or the question is, are the entire division here, it depends on the Edim, and without the Edim, the Maisa Chaluka, the division of the Yerusha, can't take effect. The Edim are the ones who make this acknowledged in Halacha. To which Rav Ashi answers, Lo Ibra Sade Ella Lashakre. Very important line, which the Achronim quote all over. Lo Ibri Sadi, the whole existence of Edim were simply there, Lashakre, to prevent anyone from lying. So if you and I trust each other, so we have trust, there's no need for Edim. Edim are only there if we lack trust. But if we have trust, there's no need for Edim. And this is the source, is the Kesef Mishnah, for the Rambam who holds, when it comes to appointing a Shliach, since I trust you, and you trust me, there's no need for Edim. Because Edim are only there to protect the person who lies. So then the question becomes, so if it's really true that you don't need Edim to appoint Shlichus, so why then does the Ritva write that when it comes to Kedushin, you need to have Edim to watch, to observe the Minui Shlichus? What's the difference? So that's when we get to the next Rav Chaim, the first Rav Chaim, a very important Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is talking about Yibum. I don't want to get involved in the whole discussion of Rav Chaim, but he's discussing whether or not Yibum requires Edim. Right, a husband dies and leaves behind a wife and there are no children left. So their brother-in-law is supposed to do Yibum. Does that Yibum require Edim? How the Edim works exactly, where the Edim would take place, that's another discussion. But is there a requirement for Edim? So Reb Chaim is Mechadish in this din. It's, others talk about this also, that there are two types of Edios, so two types of Edim. One Edim is the Gemara and Kedushin, which we saw, that Edei Birur, which are to be mevayer, to clarify what happened. It's about facts. And if you could somehow find out the facts in a different way, maybe through a videotape, or maybe through documents or something else, or the trust, so you could throw away the Edim. Edim is just another way of getting evidence. But it's not necessary that you have Edim. Or, yeah.
from the Gemara that we put down, Samachay, we only see that by Mominus, that will say, okay, we won't need Adam if you trust each other in the monetary court. But Isser, we hold it from Bolin.
Exactly. So that's what Rav Chaim's Mechadesh. Rav Chaim says, this whole idea of Adei Biur only applies to the world of Mominus, where it depends on Nemanus, where we trust each other or don't trust each other. But in the world of Isser, which includes Gittin and Kedushin, that could only exist if there are Edim. Edim are there to be Mekayma Davar. They don't exist. Even though the husband and wife could trust each other that we did do a Kedushin, and there's trust, it's not about Nemanus. The Torah tells us for a Kedushin or Gerushin to take effect, you must have Edim. And without Edim, it doesn't exist. The halacha says the Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Gerushin does not exist without Edim. There's no replacement of it. So in this discussion, Reb Chaim says he wants to know where Yibum falls. Is Yibum going to be like Dine Mamunus or Dine Isser? Pasha says it's like Dine Isser because it's in the world of Ishus. It's like Gerushin Kedushin. That's Reb Chaim's discussion. But what we're drawing out from this Reb Chaim is there are two types of Edim. Ede Birur, which is about clarifying what happened, the facts, which can be replaced in another way, and Edekim, which you cannot replace Edekim. You must have Edekim to acknowledge the effect of the Kedushin and the Gerushin. Now, there's a big nafkamina I didn't put on the Marmar Komos about Ede Birur and Ede Kim, which really brings it to life a little bit. There's a discussion, it's a halacha brought down in the Gemara in Makos and Sanhedrin, about Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle. Let's say you have a cat of Edom. So you and I are Edom. So the halacha is if one of the cat, one of the group of people, are pasul or relative, the entire group is thrown out. It's pasul. So if me and my brother are testifying about someone, so since we're brothers, we're karov, that our group is pasul. So let's say it's me, my brother, and 10 other people who are not related. Once one person in there, in that group, is pasul, is a karov, he's a rasha, whatever the psul is, the entire kat, that entire group of edim, is thrown out the window. That's nimsa echad karov apostle. You find one of them to be a karov, or one of them to be apostle, the entire group is thrown out. So how do you establish a group? What defines a group? So based on the Gemaras and Makos and the Sanhedrin and the Rishonim, so it seems the following is the clearest way to bring out this difference between Ede Kim and Ede Birur. Is it dependent on when you and I saw the event? Does that create whoever saw it becomes a kind of Edim? Or when you testify in the Bezdin, that's when you create the group. Is it Shas Re'iyah, seeing, observing the Maisa, observing the Kedushin, observing the Ritzich of the killing? Or is it when we go to Bezdin and give the Haggadah's Edis, when we tell the Edis over, that we tell the testimony, is that when the Kat, when the group is created? That's the question the Gemaras and Rishonim talk about. Let me just bring out this point first. And then, so the difference is, when it comes to the simple way to understand this difference of Edekim, Edebirur, when it comes to Edekim, the Kat of Edim is at Shas Re'iyah, when they see the event. That event, that chuppah, cannot be acknowledged unless there are Edim at Shas Re'iyah, seeing the actual event. That's what creates Edekim. There's no Haggadah. When it comes to Kedushin, they don't testify. There's no test. It's all about Shas Re'iyah. And that's one of the reasons we're going to get to this in a few weeks, when it comes to some are Meyached Ede Kedushin under the chuppah, that you are the two Edim to the exclusion of all others, because anybody else there, now, since they saw it, they're also part of that large group. So now you have 500 people in the room who saw the chuppah, including in them is a bunch of krovim. So if you have one karov that's there, and part of this group who witnessed this kedushin, you throw the whole thing out the window. So that's the just simple way to understand why we're meyache, why we say you are to the exclusion of all others. We'll get to greater details again in a few weeks. But as opposed to Ede Birur, they don't create the kat, the group doesn't exist when they see a certain event, when they see a deal, they see an agreement, that doesn't create a kat. Only when they go to do Haggadah, when they go to give testimony, where they're giving what happened, which is the relevance of the Edim, Ede Birur, the whole relevance of Ede Birur are to clarify what happened. When does that clarification come out? When they give testimony. So that kat, that group of Edim by Ede Birur is defined when he gives Haggadah in Bezdin. So again, Ede Kim, the group is created B'Shas Re'iyah when they see the Maisa. And Ede Birur, that kat is created when they give the Haggadah in Bezdin. That's the simple distinction. Yeah, I think Chaim Dov had a question earlier.
Yeah, isn't there a in Makos, does it talk about where Edim are looking through a window, they see Maisa one at a time.
It's Edim Yuchadas.
Right, and it doesn't work.
It's a discussion about if they see each other, the person down there sees the two of them. That's how you mitzarif. But it has to be some tzirf of each other. But this, I'm concerned right now with the zman. At what point, the timing of the maisa versus timing of the haggadah. That's another point of the two of them being able to see each other. That's another factor, but that's not for now.
But all the time, even in the case of a chuppah, there is going to be a time when there may be a question and they may have to testify.
And that might be true, but right now that's not the concern. The concern is for edikim, they have to be present. There's no vadai, there's no haggadah for them necessarily. If it happens to be they need to, great. But their significance is there during the Shas Maisa, during the actual chuppah. That's their significance there.
I'm still confused, but that's with all cases. In all cases, you don't know whether they're going to be needed. That's kind of like what we're discussing. And thus is a problem.
No, but by Kedushin, they are needed there.
No
right,
problem.
At that Maisa, the chuppah, they are needed. If I'm watching a deal take place, I'm not needed at that point. The deal's going to take effect whether I'm there or not. When they need me is if they fight about it, then they're going to need my testimony. But Kedushin requires the Eidin to be present during the chuppah.
Is there any, like, a shtar written up with the Eidin, that there are Eidin in the...
For which case?
In any case.
No, you don't need to have it, never.
By Kedushin, right?
Yeah, but that's a different set of Eidin. Right now we're pointing out Eidin Kedushin. Documents require Eidimosis. There's also a distinction between different documents, meaning, just like we have a distinction of Eidus, of there's Eide Kim, Eide Birur, for Shtar also. You and I can write up a Shtar, and it will be a good Shtar, even though there are no Eidim. That Shtar is a good Shtar. Now, I might not trust you, but assuming we trust each other, that's a valid Shtar. When it comes to a Shtar Ksuba, or a Shtar for Kedushin, if you wanted to do Shtar Kedushin, or Gittin, that Shtar doesn't work unless there are Eidim signing on that Shtar. So some Shtars don't require Eidim, which is Mamonus, and other Shtars do require Eidis on that Shtar for it to exist. So it's in the world of action, of watching things. So Eide Kim, it doesn't the Maisa is not acknowledged unless there are Eide Kim, that's Kedushin and Gershin. And then there are Eides on an actual event, Dine Mamonis or something, which the event happened, whether or not there were Eidim or there. That event is acknowledged. There was a deal that took place, even though Eidim were not there. The Eidim are only there to clarify if you and I are fighting what happened. The Eidim will say, oh, this happened. But the action still took effect even without their presence. Thank you. I'm going to switch it up. Okay, so that's the difference between Eide Kim and Eide Bir. So now this explains to us the Ritva. Ritva said in the beginning that you require Eide Eidim on Shlichus. When it comes to being Memane Shliach by Mamonus, whatever the case is, I'm sending a guy to collect money for me or send money for me or selling Chametz, let's say. I don't need to be Mimane Shliach with Eidim. I could just say, please be my Shliach. I don't need Eidim because there's a certain trust that he trusts me, I trust him. When it comes to appointing a Shliach le Kabbalah, the woman's sending a Shliach to accept a get or to accept a Kedushin, or a man is sending a get or sending Kedushin to a woman, so then you do require Eidim since that's in the realm of Kedushin and Gerushin. You need Eide Kim to make that halacha, that Kedushin, to take effect.
Why should you have to have Eidim to create this chalos of a shliach? You should just have Eidim there, b'shas maisa, when the shliach is doing it.
Very good.
Create the shliach, just say, go and do something.
Very good. So let's talk about that for a moment. So everybody agrees, whenever the shliach gets to that point, I send the shliach to go to Kedushin, and he gives the money to this woman. Everybody agrees there needs to be Eidim at that nesina, when the shliach hands it over to her. That's Kedushin. That's under the chuppah. That's giving the ring. That for sure needs Eidim. So you're asking now, why do you need Eidim the step earlier? So that's going to be the greater discussion. But very simply speaking, the Ritva holds that anything that's related to Kedushin requires, it's under that rubric of Kedushin, even though it's not the last action. It doesn't complete anything. It's still getting to that point. So even the hachanas for it, even the hechshers, it's under that rubric of Kedushin or Gershin and requires Eidis as part of it.
So it's Eidim.
Eidim.
Eidim
to Eidim, you need Eidim right. Even for the Shlichus. Even though, again, when I point
anything
the Shliach. Exactly. And now that just to bring out, I'll get to your question, just to bring out, I think, a line in the Ran, which kind of indicates this. If you look, I'm jumping to the last page now, but the Ran all the way at the end here. I think it's, I my own line of comments is different than yours. I added something. 16. I think it's the last one here, 16. The end of the Ran there, in the bold, He says, "Umechaver son de milsa." And it's clear, the idea is clear to me. The chayvin de bekedushin bein an edim. Since when it comes to the actual kedushin, you require edim. The yalfin and davar davar mimanon. It's based on a gzer shav. The Gemara says, "Vlo mahanya hoda the two." And their admission doesn't work. If the man and woman agree to them getting married, it doesn't make a difference. You need edim. Mishum de mechayv lachrini. It's a whole another discussion. So then he writes, "Kishem shekedushin tzrichim edim, kach shlichas hakedushin tzrichim edim." Just like kedushin itself requires edim, so to any extension of that, even though it's a shlichas, even though it's an earlier stage, that also requires edim. So anything involving kedushin, anything involving gerushin, even though it's somewhat removed, according to the Ran and according to the Ritva, require edim for that shlichas appointment.
So he's saying that, and this is where our culture is done actually, and our time with this, was that he said that you need edim for the edim. Right?
Is that what you need edim that I appointed a shliach. I'm sending a shliach to do something.
Right. You need edim to appoint a shliach. Right. But isn't that a little bit redundant?
No.
Isn't it like too much?
How do you know that I appointed a shliach? When the shliach brings the get or brings the kedushin, how do you know that I appointed him?
I mean, isn't there a conversation already beforehand that this?
Yeah, but that for that appointment to exist, since it's in the world of Kedushin, that cannot be acknowledged unless there are Edim. Just like, even though I and this girl agreed we got married, the Halacha tells us it doesn't take effect halachically unless Edim observe that. Even though we trust each other, and everybody trusts us.
But here you need Edim for the Edim.
No, not for Edim. Edim for the Shliach. I'm sending a Shliach to do Kedushin.
Right.
So that's part of, it's an extension of Kedushin. So just like Kedushin itself requires edim, so to the appointment that's going to lead to kedushin also requires edis. So that's where the Ritva holds. Anything that's related to the kedushin requires edis.
So that would be four people, right? Two and two. It's possible to have the same edim on both functions, right?
For sure.
I was about a kedushin. I was there by the minhag also.
For sure. Yeah. Just like at a wedding, you could have the same edim signing on the tanaim, signing on the ksuba, and watching the kedushin. Yeah, certainly you could have the same people watching each event. Okay. So now let's go a little further now. So the Mishnah in Gittin number 6 tells us, an explicit Mishnah, that Ha'isha Sh'amra Hiskabeli Gita Tzicha Shtei Kiti Edim. That when a woman appoints a Shliach LeKabbalah, she appoints a Shliach to accept a get on her behalf. So there's Edim that's needed for that, to observe that. So that's the first Mishnah nobody can argue. Now, by the way, when it comes to Gittin, it's very common to have Shlichas. Oftentimes, get is sent through shlichas. They don't want to see each other in the different places of the world. Shlichas is very common when it comes to giving a get.
So, isn't the shlich considered an eidah to himself?
No. No. The shlich is the baal himself, the actual individual, but not an aid. Now, there's discussion in Gittin when the shlich brings a get from overseas. He says, "Befani nechta, befani nechtam." He says, "In front of me, two people signed it." So he could give testimony that Edim were there. So that role, he plays some level of an aid in that particular case by Shliach from Medina Sayam, but that's a whole other discussion. Simply speaking, a Shliach is not an aid.
So when they bring the get, person needs to get that, they go with somebody else, or they go with two other people?
That's the discussion of the first parak of Kedushin. We trust him like he's one person who's trusted like two people. So that's a whole other discussion. But right now we see from this Mefurish Mishnah that nobody could argue on, that when a woman appoints a Shliach LeKabbalah, forget, two Edim have to observe that minui, that appointment, that I'm saying you're my Shliach, two Edim have to see that. So that's undisputable. So then based on this, the Rush takes it to the next level. So again, the given is a Shliach LeKabbalah for Gittin requires two Edim. That no one could argue on. That's a starting point. Now the Rush quotes a Ramban that extends this to Shliach LeKabbalah. So just now, when she sends a shliach to accept her kedushin, so that as well, there shouldn't be any difference. The shliach lekabbalah for gerushin requires edim. The shliach lekabbalah for kedushin also requires edim. That's agreed upon by everybody. So that's starting off. A shliach lekabbalah always requires edim. Now, where they start branching off is, yeah.
The Ramban has said that the cases where the woman doesn't have the get anymore because it was ripped up.
Yeah, ignore that point, because then the Gemara has to explain what that means exactly. Okay. Forget, it's a complicated case, so ignore that. It's, the, I'm concerned right now that first line, that she needs two Edom to be present when she's Memana, a Shliach LeKabbalah for Gerushin. And based on that,
even if she's still holding the get.
Even if she's still holding the get. No, because if she's holding a get, then it's over. She's sending a Shliach LeKabbalah to receive the get from him. She doesn't have
to. It's not a case where the get's being challenged and the vizier for something and she doesn't need.
Forget the second half, right? The first half is right now that when she appoints a Shliach LeKabbalah, she needs two Edim to be present. So the Ramban says, and this is agreed upon by everybody from this Mishnah, we could extend it very easily, the Shliach LeKabbalah for Kedushin. When she sends a shliach to accept her kedushin, she also requires two edim to witness that minoy, to witness that appointment. So everybody agrees that shliach lekabbalah ben gerushin ben kedushin requires two edim. Now, where the Rishonim start to branch off is when it comes to shliach l'holacha. When the husband is sending a get, when the husband is sending a kedushin, does that appointment require edim? That's the big machlokas. Up until now, what we said is agreed upon by everybody. Eide kim, eide bir, everyone agrees upon. That's a distinction that no one's arguing about. It's a distinction that you have to be aware of. And everybody agrees that Shliach LeKabbalah requires Edom, because Shliach LeKabbalah is about the world of Kedushin and Gerushin. But now about Shliach LeLacha, where the husband's sending something, this is where they begin to debate. So this is a big machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. So let's look at the Rambam inside number 9. Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus Perakim Halacha Tesvav. Anybody, a woman who sends a shliach to receive her kedushin, tzarech la'asos b'fnei shnei edim, has to take place in front of two edim. Aval ha'ish, a man, she'asa shliach l'kadesh l'isha. A man sends a shliach to marry a girl for him. Eino tzarech la'asos b'edim. That appointment of shlichas does not need to be in the presence of edim. Why? She'ein makom le'edim b'shlichas ha'ish. The existence of edim for the husband's shlichas, eino ela lahodia amitas hadavar, is only there to clarify. What's he saying? Ede bira. That's a clear statement of the Rambam. The shliach halacha of the man is shliach. It's ede bira. So you don't need ede bira. It's helpful to have edim that witnessed my appointment, but it's not necessary. And the fikach, therefore, I could get rid of it. Im hodu ashliach v'mishalech. If I, as the mishalech, agree, and you, as a shliach, agree, eino tzichem edim. I don't need edim. And what's his proof? This is the key point. What's the proof for the Rambam that you don't need edus for a shliach halacha? Kimo shliach haget. The halacha is, if a man appoints a shliach to send a get to his wife, he doesn't need to have edim there.
But the get's like the
edim. The get, so we'll get to that. We'll explain that. But when the shliach shows up with a get and hands it to the woman, we don't say, oh, where the edim that you were appointed? The fact that he's holding the get, it's called get mochiach, that the get is proving. The fact that he's holding the get, that's indicating that he was appointed, that's enough. We don't need Edom. The get's mochiach.
Are there written Edom on there?
What?
It's not that you don't need Edom, that the get is the Edom.
Well, we're going to get to what that means, but Rambam understands that no, the get mochiach is an Edom. So just like a shliach lo'lacha for get is not Edom, so too he says, when it comes to shliach lo'lacha for Kedushin, you don't need Edom either. That's the Rambam's proof. There's no need for Edom. The get mochiach, there's no Edom. So by extension, by shliach lo'lacha for Kedushin, there's no need for Edom either. That's his proof.
What's on the get? Are there signatures on the get?
Signatures are on the get, yes.
So there are written witnesses on
but the get. But that's fine. The get itself is some level of Edus. But the appointment, we're concerned of, how do you know that I was appointed to be this guy Shliach? Were there any Edom who saw me appointed by him? No.
But I'm saying we're talking about a case where it's not necessary to have witnesses. But
no, we are.
We have a document.
No.
We don't need witnesses. For the shlichus, right? But the document itself,
Grant,
has signatures.
Correct.
On it.
This document's a good document. This document has edim on it.
Yeah.
But how do you know I was the one appointed to send it? How do you know I'm representing the shlich?
You're the shlich.
No, not true. No, not true at all. Not true at all. If a man plays a get on the floor and a girl picks it up, uh-huh, a wife, it's not a good get. There needs to be a nesina. So me as a shlich, I need to represent this husband that I'm doing a mice nesina to him.
Yeah.
I can't be a random guy, so I need to be appointed. I need to represent him. So that appointment is very significant.
Yeah.
So there's no need for Edom, though. So says the Rambam, just like get mochiach, if I show up with this guy's get, and the guy says to me, how do you know that I was appointed? Who says that you're appointed by the husband? Show me Edom. I don't need Edom. Here's a get mochiach.
Yeah, but that could be a big problem. If the guy wrote it and he's, you know, he's changing his mind, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really mean to send it. Somebody just picked it up and gave it over to him. Wouldn't that be a problem?
It was sure. Would be a problem.
Is his name on the get, the Shaliyah?
So there doesn't need to be a witness that it was sent from this guy to this gal. If somebody grabbed it, like you said,
so you
and
see from here,
over, that's a problem.
Ah, so nonetheless, the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, it's still good. If I'm holding the get, that guy's get, that's enough of a proof that I was appointed.
So why does the that's not true, the though. Needs
that's the difference. So Shliach LeKabbalah, Shliach LeKabbalah requires Edom. Shliach LeLacha does not. So we're going to get to the distinction in a second. But right now, Shliach LeKabbalah requires Edom. We're together.
In the beginning. But they don't have to be on the delivery.
Exactly. The Shliach LeKabbalah, everybody agrees it's needed.
Oh, that's right.
For her to receive it, that needs Edom, that appointment. The Shliach LeLacha, to send it off, the Rambam says you don't need Edom for Shliach LeLacha. And he proves it again from the Get Mochiach, that he sends a Get Mochiach. And he says also, like any other case of Truma, like when it comes to Shlichas for Truma or any other Shlichas, you don't need Edom that I appointed to Shliach.
And you didn't find the garbage.
That's the same. We don't know. Even though there's such a concern, the Gemara says the fact that he holds on to it. It's fine. Maybe he decided he changed his mind.
Maybe he changed his mind.
These are all very good questions. But in the end of the day, the Gemara is not concerned with that. And the fact that I, as a Shliach, am holding the get, that's enough that I was appointed.
So why are you called I as the Shliach? There's no witnesses that you're the Shliach. Maybe you're not.
So that's the point. That's the whole point. Just like the Rambam says in general, that at the beginning, in Hilchos Shlichus, that when I appoint the Shliach for any case, I don't need Edom. I can mimana you a Shliach, and we trust each other. So the case of a get is no different. So Binyam is asking, so why Shliach the Kabbalah had it different? If it's really true that Shlichus doesn't require Edom, so why does Rambam hold that she does require Edom when she does Shliach the Kabbalah? So we're going to get to that point. We're going to get there in a second.
So that is against the point. The Ram seems to say a bit.
100%. And the Ravid argues also. We're going to hopefully organize this a little bit further. Now the Ravid says, what are you talking about, the Rambam? Not true. Even the Shliach LaOlacha, even when he sends a Kedushin, even when he sends the Get, there needs to be Edom observing that appointment. Ah, Get Mochiach. When the guy shows up with the Get, he doesn't need Edom. Says that Get Mochiach is a different case.
The Shliach
shows up with the Get Mochiach, that's enough. Okay, even though there are no Edom, that's enough. So they can't bring that as a proof for Edus. Meaning, when the guy comes, the Shliach shows up to perform the Kedushin, so he has no Shtar Mochiach there. So there you need Edom. When the Shliach shows up with the Get Mochiach, so Get Mochiach says the Ravid, I'm explaining the Rav Chaim now, how he explains this Machlokas. Let's take a step back. Everybody agrees, when it comes to Shliach LaOlacha, forget. I'm a Shliach for this guy here. I'm bringing a get to his wife. Everybody agrees that get mochiach, that get proves I'm the shliach. There's no need for Edom. So what's that accomplishing? So if Chaim explains that, is that get mochiach, me holding the get, does that really substitute for the need for Edus? Or it's simply a low-level proof? The Ravid says, the way Rav Chaim understands him, this get mochiach that I'm holding the get is so strong, it's ki'ilu, there are Edom there. The ki'ilu, that the Edom that say I was appointed the Shliach. That's what he said. The Get Mochiach is substituting for Edei Kim.
On both ends or on one end?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Witnesses.
That I was the Shliach.
Sender or witnesses for the receipt? Listen, you don't need it either way.
When I'm holding, when I'm Shliach LaOlacha. So when I'm the Shliach LaOlacha, if I'm holding the Get, I'm holding that Get, so if Chaim explains, according to the Ravid, that holding of the Get is enough proof. It's substituting for the Edus. I need Edus. But sometimes, even though we said before, Edei Kim can never be replaced, you can't replace Edei Kedushin. Only Edom work. It comes to get because the power of a get, that I'm holding a get, is enough. It has a power of Edus that I was appointed by Edom. Even though I don't have Edom that watched me, this get substitute for the need for Edom. So the Ravid says, when it comes to Shliach LaOlacha for get, that get is the Edom. But now bring it over to Shliach LaKedushin, Shliach LaOlacha for Kedushin, where there is no document to talk of. So in that case, you do require Edom, said the Ravid. Of course you need Edom for Shliach LaOlacha, when I'm sending a Kedushin to a woman. Of course I need Edom for Shliach LaOlacha.
There's no
Shtar. I'm sending money to get to marry a girl. There's no proof that I was... There's nothing I'm holding that shows I was appointed. So that's why you need Edekim for that.
If he's making a parallel from the get, which is Mochiach, the whole Shtar is that it's just there as a proof. Meaning that for Kiddushin, let's say we say we need Eidim, but wouldn't those Eidim themselves then just be Eidim Birur as a proof? Why should it be that they should be considered Eidim Kiyum that now the whole Kiddushin wouldn't work?
Right, so Rav Chaim's Mechadish here, for the, even though Lashon Get Mochiach sound like it's just a proof, which is how the Rambam understands, it's just a proof. It's not really Kiyum. The Rav Chaim understands that this star, since this star that I'm giving to this woman, in the end is going to, I have to represent this man here. So the fact that the Gemara allows me to hand it over and let that Gershon be Chal indicates that it's more than simply a Get Mochik. It's more than just a proof. Because this next step, the next assumption is that I have to also be representing the husband. We're the Eidim. So it shows that that Get Mochik is more than simply a proof. It's actually serving as Eidim that I was appointed by him. Because if I wasn't appointed by him, this Gershon can't take effect. So even though Mochik sounds like it's simply a proof, Rav Chaim says, according to Ravid, it's a star is Mekayim HaDavar. That star shows that I was actually appointed. It makes it exist. So since Ravid understands that Get Mochiach is more than just a proof, it shows that I was appointed by the husband. So therefore, by Kedushin, where there is no star Mochiach, it's just money that was given over, there's nothing that proves anything, then you would need Edom for the appointment of Shliach L'Olacha for the world of Kedushin. But according to Rambam, Rambam understands that this Get Mochiach is not Edekim. It's simply a proof. It's proof that I was, it's a good indicator that I was most likely appointed. But the Get Mochiach doesn't really serve as Edom. So just like a Get Shliach L'Olacha doesn't require Edom that I was appointed, so to Shliach L'Olacha for Kedushin doesn't require Edom that I was appointed. So I would still get to the point of the distinction. So let's now review one more time. So according to the Ravid, in the end of the day, after all the dust has settled, the Ravid says, every shlichus of Kedushin and Gerushin, whether it's from his perspective, Shliach L'Olacha, whether it's her perspective of Shliach L'Kabbalah, you always require Edim. Because the Ravid understands anything that's under this rubric of Kedushin and Gerushin always require Edikim. No matter how far removed it is from the Maisa Kedushin, even the Minoy Shlichus requires Edim. That's part of the Salacha of Edikim. But the Rambam holds, not true. Rambam holds only the Maisa Kedushin and the Maisa Gerushin require Edom. The appointment of Shlichus, that's removed. My appointment of this guy being a Shliach doesn't need Edom. Like any other Shlichus. Like I send the guy to go do sell chametz for me. I appoint the rabbi to sell chametz for me. I don't need Edom there. So sending a man to accept, to send the get or send the Kedushin, that's no different than any other Shlichus.
Yeah, but how can you put those two in the same category?
What do you mean? It's not. When I appoint this guy shliach, nothing has taken effect there. He's just a shliach, like anything else, like a shliach for truma, like a shliach for selling chametz, like a shliach for anything else. There's no need for edim. The question is going to become is Binyamin's question now. So then, why, if it's really true that the Rambam holds shlichus is always just a simple appointment, like anything else, why then when she appoints a shliach lekabbalah, why does she require edis though? That's the one case where the Rambam requires edis. For Shliach LaKabbalah, when she appoints, and now he can't argue because the mission, the first mission Gittin says, that when a woman appoints a Shliach LaKabbalah, you need to have two Edim present. And the Rambam just extends it very naturally, also for Shliach LaKabbalah of Kedushin also. Also.
But I thought that you could say that it was because the Mishnah is talking about a case where the get was...
Yeah, no, it's not Mishnah. The Rambam is very clear.
That's why, that only there do you need Edim, but if they...
No.
You wouldn't need to,
it's very clear in the Rambam. Very clear in the Rambam that you need Edim for Shliach LaKabbalah. Very clear. That's number 9. Shliach LaKabbalah, she needs Shliach LaKabbalah. She needs Edim for setting up a Shliach LaKabbalah. Bein LaKadushin, Bein LaGershin. The question is why?
But isn't that the whole...
We trust her.
The whole Kiyum is her accepting it. Like, her whole change of status is that time where she is accepting the Kadushin or accepting the Get. So... That point in time, you're
going to
need some type of...
Ah, so this is pretty much the answer. Right. So that's cool. So there's a few answers. I'm going to go through two of the answers.
I still don't understand the very simple case of a guy who's interested in somebody's woman, and he convinces the guy, and he takes it before he convinces him. It's a bogus guy. He takes it from the husband. He convinces
him. Yeah, okay, this is not for now. There's a lot of discussions in Gershon about concerns of people forging it and taking again, throwing it in the garbage, some other guy finding it, and that's a whole other... These concerns, we're not concerned with that right now. But let's go through this answer of if the Rambam really holds that all shlichas, across the board, all shlichas, you never require edus. And if the husband sends kedushin, the sends gershin, there's no need for edus. There's only one case The Rambam holds you need edus for that appointment, which is when she appoints a shliach lekabbalah. When she appoints a shliach lekabbalah, whether it be for gerushin or kedushin, that's the only case where the Rambam requires edus for that minu shlichas. And the question is, why for the Rambam? Okay, up until now, the machlokas between the Rambam and Ravid is, the Ravid says anything related to kedushin, anything related to gerushin, requires edus. And the Rambam says only the maisa kedushin, only the maisa kedushin requires edus, but anything outside doesn't require edus.
Well,
so what's different?
Yeah.
And Gershon. So what's the difference between Shliach LeKabbalah? So this is what Eli was suggesting, based on the Miri. So look at the Miri number 13. The Miri writes in number 13, in that bowl, he says, Aval Shlichas Shel Kabbalah Eino Shlichas LeDaitenu. The appointment of Shlichas, when she appointed Shliach LeKabbalah to receive her Gershon, to receive her Kedushin, Eino Shlichas LeDaitenu Ella Im Kein Be'edim. It doesn't work unless it's front of Edim. Why? Hoyel v'hu nase b'shlichus ze kiyad ha-mishaleach legamri. It's as if it's an extension to mamish her hand. I think what you were suggesting, Eli, that then there are two ways to say this. By the way, the Miri is suggesting, I think, is that
well.
She's well, no,
that's
because
just like by the guy.
Well, let's just explain it before we get to God. Let's
he has to do the taking.
No, so well, not necessarily. Because there needs to be, from her perspective, Nelson Biyadu, the Pasuk says. Right? When it comes to Gershon, it has to be placed in her hand. She needs a yad. She needs a physical hand. He needs to do an asina, but not a hand. A mice and asina, which can be disconnected from the gavra. There's a mice and then there's a gavra. So from his perspective, a mice has to be done that's attributed to him, and not by him necessarily. But Nelson Biyadu, she needs a yad. So what's happening here is when she appoints a shliach lekabbalah, this shliach is not simply doing a receiving. This shliach is more than that. This shliach is actually her hand. It's an extension of her body now. Now, to grow a new hand, if you will, to grow a body part, you need to, that's more significant.
So it says, hand.
So this yad of hers, which is being grown upon her, if you will, so now you need to aid him to witness that yad that she just grew. Look what he says. It's not just simply shliach. It's kiyad ha-mishalech l'gamri. It's as if it's her hand. She's the mishalech. She's sending a shliach l'kabbalah, a shliach to accept her get. That requires edim. When he sends it, you don't need his hand. You just need a mice and a sina that's attributed to him. But that can, it's allowed to be disconnected. It doesn't have to be physically attached to him. Here, it's almost as if it's, this shliach is her hand just being extended all the way out. That requires edim. And that's why the Rambam only requires edim for her, for Shliach LeKabbalah, whether it be for Gerushin or Kedushin. It's
why
the extension of her hand.
Isn't that already the case by Shliach
LeKabbalah? No, Shliach, there are three ways to explain how that works. When I appoint the Shliach, that he represents me, there are a few ways to explain. But let's just say one simple way. All it does is he represents me. But it's not as if I did the action.
Well, I'm the one that gets married to the woman, though.
Eirach Hanami. So you get attributed, you get all the, everything goes back to you. But we don't view it as if you did that giving over. You get attributed to it. They do the action, and then you just get the credit for it.
And why should it be different? Okay, so then why should it be different?
Because the positive has been nasim biyada. It only works if it falls into her hand. Mamish into her hand. So it needs to be biyada. So biyada, simple shlichas doesn't work for biyada. Edom somehow gives it greater. Yes, exactly. Our pasuk from this, from the daf we're doing, it says v'shalcha, the special din of shlichas in the world of gerushin and kedushin, that she has a shliach ability to do shlichas. It's a gzeiras hakasuv. Sounds like, had we not had that, even though you had other sources, we'll see later on in the Masechta about learning from Karban Pesach, learning from Chuma, there's a special gzeiras hakasuv for gerushin. Had we not had it, it wouldn't work, because gerushin is unique. You need to be an extension of her hand. And that's why Vishalcha tells us that biyada.
Without Vishalcha, you would think she couldn't use the shlech at all. And without Vinasan biyada, I mean, you would have thought the regular shlech goes without aiding would work.
Exactly. But since you need biyada, so you then shlechas wouldn't work. Even though, you know, shlechas is a general concept that works about Shas, when it comes to Gershon, since you need a higher level, maybe.
Shlichas.
Exactly. It sounds like it's a higher level shlechas. It's not typical shlechas. It's a unique shlichas that exists by shliach lekabbalah. That's a Rambam shita. Rambam says you never need edim for shlichas. This is the one case for shliach lekabbalah. Is the only time you need edus. Telling us it's a unique type of shlichas. That's the chiddush of the Meiri in explaining shitas HaRamam.
There's a swara why, I mean, I know it's exists a kaza, but there's a swara why that case doctor should be so different.
It's exists a kaza. Other than that, I'm not sure what's the deeper meaning of it, but that's exists a kaza. Let's do one more explanation, which is the Chuvas Maharit. Maharit says, it's a little bit different. Maharit says it's not that when it comes to Shliach LaKabbalah that she's growing a hand here, it's biyada. It's about, I think Eliyahu is more indicating, more leaning towards this explanation, is that this is her last involvement. This is the last action that's taking place. When she appoints a Shliach, that's the last action, Ma'isa, from her perspective. When the Shliach accepts, receives the get, that's not an action. Receiving something is considered passive. There's no further Ma'isa. When it comes to the Shliach L'Olacha, when he gives the man the money for Kedushin or gives the Shliach the get, there's still another Ma'isa that needs to take effect, which is that the Shliach hands over the get, or the Shliach hands over the Kedushin. So therefore, he's still involved somehow. He's still connected to what's going on here. So since there's a later Ma'isa, this Shliach is a Nasir. Look what he writes here. Look at the bold, the number 14. He says, V'yesh lomar, d'maisa me'uchar, chashiv gemar hadavar. The last action that's part of the process, that's considered the gemar davar. Etel minor shlichus, liolam kodim l'maisa. Is that the line I wanted here? They jumped down a line now. V'gave shliach l'kabbalah, when it comes to her receiving it, sending a shliach l'kabbalah, d'ba'inan shnei edim, you need two edim, sh'minehu shliach, that appointed him a shliach, Iklameimar, the shiny shlichas kabbalah, shlichas kabbalah is different. The dash einach ramaisa mimenaklam. There's no other further action from her perspective. Therefore, she's really stepping out. The moment she steps out of the picture, that's where you need Edis to continue to really represent her. But when it comes to the perspective of shliach leholacha, when he's sending a shliach, now that's not the final action. There's one more ma'isa that needs to take place, which is the giving of the get, or the giving of the kedushin. And for that reason, this shlichas isn't the final act that's taking place, and there's no need for edim. Now this ma'arit requires a little bit more further explanation to figure out why that's relevant at all. Just because there's a later ma'isa that talks about needing for edim or not, that requires a further hesber. I don't fully grasp it myself, but it's a suggestion the ma'arit says. I need to fully think about it a little bit more to really understand what he's saying. You can appoint the woman as well, yes. The halacha is, in terms of appointment of shliach, is anybody who himself is in that parsha of Gerushin Kedushin can be a shliach, as opposed to an Eved or a Katan who's on the Torah's Kedushin, Torah's Gittin, they cannot be Edis.
A woman could be a man's shliach?
Yeah. Because they're in that world of Torah's Kedushin, Torah's Gittin.
If theoretically, both of them could have a shliach, and a woman could give a ring to
yeah.
a man.
Yeah. Okay. Let's finish one last piece, which I don't have any Marmar Kombs. I just came across it this week, about this understanding of this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. So again, the Rambam and Ravid have a machlokas. Rambam holds that the only time you need Edim is for the actual Maisa Kedushin and the Maisa Gerushin, but the Shlichas in general you don't need, because that's further removed from the Kedushin and Gerushin. The Ravid holds that anything that's related to the Kedushin and Gerushin does require Edim, even though it's not the actual Gerushin. And even though it's not the actual Kedushin, anything under that rubric of Kedushin and Gerushin does require Edim. So I just saw earlier this week, I was looking at Rav Shechter's Sefer Eretz Tzvi. He has a discussion in Edei Kedushin, Edei Gerushin. And he quotes the Rambam Ravid in Hilchos Ishus. And the Rambam is talking about a case where you're Mekadesh a woman on Tanai. A certain Tanai, whatever stipulation you made in that Kedushin. And after a number of days, before the Kedushin went through, you wanted to get rid of that condition. You wanted it to be just a very clean Kedushin. You said, you know, marry me on condition that you pay me $10,000. That was the Tanai. And then you said, you know what, I don't want that Tanai anymore. Let's just get married. That was the Kedushin. So the Rambam writes, even though this bittul, that you nullified this Kedushin, beino lebeina, between you and the wife, and not in front of Edim, that Tanai is bittul. You can be mevatel the Tanai, even though there are no Edim there. The Ravid says, what do you mean? Eino kein, this is not true. It doesn't work. Elim kein kansa stam be'edim. Unless you have Edim, you cannot be mevatel the Tanai.
Right, because the Tanai is written in the Shtar?
No, it's because the Ravid holds anything that's related to Kedushin, even though the Tanai is not about the Kedushin taking effect. So it's ancillary to the Maisa Kedushin. But still, since it's somehow connected to the world of Kedushin, the rabbi says you always require Edom if it's ever connected to Kedushin.
Wasn't it Tanai said in front of Edom?
That's fine. Okay. Einachanami.
To undo it, you probably need to.
That's what rabbi holds. But the Rambam says no. This Tanai has nothing to do with the Kedushin. It's like appointing a shliach. You don't need Edom for that. The only time you need Edus is for the actual Maisa Kedushin. Anything secondary to that, the Tanai, the Shlichas, that doesn't require Edus. Okay, we'll stop here. Mirtz Hashem, next week we will do a machshava of when it comes to appoint to